Just a 1 minute recap on the daf. We started today's daf was Samach Zayin 67, Masachet Kiddushin. We started off on 66b. We started the first part of the daf was to derive if you have a son of a divorcee or a son of a woman who does chalutza, that they are. That if they did service in the temple, we derived that their service would be kosher. And but a balmum, a blemished kohen who did service in the temple, his service would be pasul. That's part number one. Part number two is a new mishnah. We said if a person has a situation where he's able to do kiddushin, marriage, and there's no sin by doing the kiddushin that he's doing, then therefore we said that the child that comes from that marriage takes after the lineage of the father. Versus if there is a sin in that marriage, let's say avera, mamzer, or something along those lines, the child would take after the problem in the marriage, the mamzerut, or the pagum shebishnehem. That's part number two. Part number three is on the Amud Aleph. We said Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion even in the case where there's kiddushin and there's no sin by doing that marriage, Rabbi Yossi holds, no, not that it goes after the father, rather it goes after the pagum part in both of them. And the last part of the daf, which jumped from the Amud Aleph to the Amud Bet, was that we said that we tried to answer, we tried to say that our Mishnah was following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. What was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that if there's kiddushin and there's sin, then it goes after the pagum, the bad part. But if it's kiddushin and there's no sin, it goes after the father. So we were trying to say our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, and then we were mityashev and we said that no, our Mishnah can even go like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and that a lot of times the Mishnah will be consistent from the beginning to the end. That sometimes in the beginning it will say anytime, coming to add things, so too at the end, even if it's not coming to add things. In the beginning of the Mishnah may say only these, coming to exclude things, so to the end of Mishnah we'll say only these, and it may not be coming to exclude anything, but that's just trying to be consistent. Amen. 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 Amen.